Welcome. My name is Scott, and I'm brand new to this, so bear with me. I really appreciate all my brothers and sisters in Christ coming out and hearing us and sitting on this windy, beautiful day. I am here to talk about Revelation 21, 5b. Behold, I am making all things new. God is promising us an entire new heaven and earth. He's saying this right after the thousand-year kingdom, right? And he's telling us this directly. In 21:1, he's saying we are going to have a completely new heaven and earth. Not the old earth, not one we can even conceptualize, but a brand new earth and heaven. Now listen to what he promises us in this wonderful place. God's going to dwell with us. That means we get to walk up and talk to God when we get there, by the way. That's pretty nice, right? I'd love to. I got some questions. But even more so, no pain. Can we even conceptualize no pain? How about emotional torment? None of that. I can't wake up without a thought of where my emotions are getting the best of me right away. And you know, the good part about this, God directly says this to us at that point. Only Moses got that before, right? So let's talk about the word behold right off the bat. This is like a mom grabbing her child's face and saying, you better pay attention to my words right now. Right? Think about that, right? Mom's talking to you. You better listen. This is what God is telling us. I am making. With God saying that he's so, you know, the certainty of it. I can't think of myself. He's not saying it's going to happen or it will happen. He's saying it's already happening. I am making. And then all things new. We're not talking about the new car smell here. We're talking about all things new. Once again, a new quality that I can't conceive. Not recycled, but something that is brand new in creation. And only God can bring us that. And this new creation, it started with Jesus' resurrection. Because he fulfilled the prophecy of coming from the grave. And weeks later, he gave us one of the greatest gifts, which was the Holy Spirit that now resides in us. Did it live in us before? Before Jesus died for our sins, the Spirit would come down, do a couple of things in somebody, and then take off. Now, us here in the church age, we get the Holy Spirit. Let's remember that every day. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. I used to think it was anxiety that sat here, right here. It wasn't anxiety. It was the Holy Spirit trying to wake me up. And I'll tell you why. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, this person is a new creation. And I am going to tell you a story about the miracle that happened to this sinner. Because I was a lost sheep, and I want to remind us of that, that Matthew told us in 18:12-14, what do you think if any man Well, this is making it fun. If any man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he leave the 99 on the mountain and go in search for the one that is lost? And if it turns out that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than the 99 that have gone astray. So if it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven for one of these little ones to perish. So I said I was going to talk about a miracle of this sinner. My whole life, I was blessed and never knew it. I did not know God. I mean, I went to Catholic high school. I went to religion class hour a day. I didn't pay attention. But I made the assumption that I knew God. So I'm currently 54, and now I'm talking about I'm age 50. My whole life, I was blessed by God, but didn't know it. I had success. I had children. I had intelligence. I had the ability to communicate. God gifted me with the charm to communicate with people, to get them to talk to me, to understand. But I didn't see it as a gift. I just saw it as a privilege. But the scary part, that was all on the outside. Because on the inside, I was dead. And I was trying to fill this hole. And at first, it was food. I was addicted to food. I was 360 pounds. So I went and did a surgery that got me to lose 160 pounds. And I thought I was fixed. And I was starting to live that good life again. But guess what? That hole existed because I didn't fill it with God. What I filled it with was booze. I was addicted to alcohol. And I tried everything once I realized I was. And I was a man of will. Anything I wanted to do in my life, I got it done. And here I am, 4 years in and out of programs and rehabs. I made one deadly assumption in the very beginning of me trying to quit alcohol. When I read that in the big book, it said that I needed God. I said, oh, I know that guy. I knew him all the way through high school. I knew it was Jesus. So I made that assumption like, yeah, I know who God is. The mistake was I didn't. I didn't seek him. I didn't seek friendship with him. And guess what? For 4 years in and out and not understanding, why can't I stop drinking? Well, I think we already know the answer of why I couldn't stop. Because I had no fellowship with God. So there was this man who during my one time I'm staying in a sober house, right? I have my own apartment 6 minutes away from this sober house. But yet, I needed to be in a sober house. That's how broken I was. And this man showed up on a Sunday. He came in talking about God and spirituality and how we need to get that to stay sober. And he was talking about Jesus. And he said, and I said, oh, I know him. I knew him. I went to high school. We happened to have gone to the same high school even. And he says to me, do you want to get to know him better? I said, no, I'm good. And he looked at me funny, and I'm like, yeah, no, I know him. I spent time. We're good. I know who this guy is. Well, lo and behold, guess what I couldn't do? Stay sober. It's about 6 months later. I have my last, final, horrific relapse. This relapse led me to not wanting to be here anymore. I was taking action to be gone if it wasn't for my blessed wife who had no reason to like me anymore, never mind love me. I would not be here today. Now, I was given the gift of gab. I talk all the time. I talk to convenience store clerks. I talk to people in the elevator. Yes, I'm the guy they make the Progressive commercial about. I even talk in my sleep. But here's the thing, right after this relapse and I checked into my final rehab, I didn't talk for 2 days unless I was spoken to. I was so distraught and so lost. I had no light in my life. I had no idea what to do. This willful person who had had so much success was at rock bottom. And then it came to me, there was a guy who had said, "Do you want to get to know God?" So I immediately went to the office, said, "I need my phone. There's a phone call I have to make." And I called that man. And I said, "Hey, Bob, are you willing to work with me? Because I've realized I need God, and it's the only thing I haven't tried to stay sober." And even though he kind of, you know, thought I was a little nuts, he said, "Yeah." And he picked me up. And we were on our way to a meeting, and he asked me one of the most vital questions I've ever heard in my life. He's like, "When you die, where are you going? You going to heaven or you going to hell?" And I said, "I don't know." Which is worse. Because I did not know. Am I going to heaven? I thought I was kind of a good guy. But I did not know. And there was the moment that it started. And I said, "You know what? You live a good life. You've been sober forever. And I don't. Maybe this is God humbling me to get me ready to actually live the life that God had intended for me." And you know, here I spoke of that miracle. You know the miracle that happened right there, right in that car at that moment? God relieved my compulsion to drink. Hallelujah. I couldn't do it. No human could do it. No science could do it. No therapist could do it. No AA meeting. Only Jesus himself could have relieved my compulsion to drink. And you know, I don't even think about it today. I can sit at a restaurant and look at that fancy bar with all the mirrored and the glass and the nice bottle sitting up on top. And I could sit at that bar and have that fancy glass. Think I'm so important. Today I look at it and laugh and I go, "I got Jesus on my side, people." So now I'm off to the races, right? Because I don't do anything lightly. I go and I get a Bible and I'm starting to read. And I'm pestering this poor man, Bob, right? He's getting phone calls every day, but he's enjoying it because he's seeing that light inside me. And it's building inside of me. And now I'm researching. And I'm not just reading the Bible. I want to know more. So he takes me to his church. And I go to church and I meet this other guy who's like, "Go ahead and email me if you have questions." Well, let's just say 5 days later, Pastor Gene right there made the recommendation after I emailed him every morning about 5 o'clock in the morning that I get the Bible Knowledge commentary. I know why he did it, but I'm glad he did because I was tired of typing all that out. But I kept going after it, and there was the thing. I didn't lose interest in it. I'm over 3.5 years sober now. Do you know what I do every day?
Thank God.
I thank God and I get in the Bible and I thank him so much for relieving that compulsion to drink. But I'm in his word every day. I'm going after him like when I was a teenage boy going after a girl I wanted to date. I get to know him. I know his word. He revealed to us his light and his word. And now I get to live it. And I get to go after it, and I get to tell people about it. Look at me, I'm up here. My church humbled me and made me a deacon so I could serve the church more. I never saw that coming, and trust me, ask anybody in my family. My wife's in the back. Go ahead, ask her. Let her tell you what she thought I was going. And now I've been humbled to be start the training to become a pastor, and I hope God follows with me. I pray every day that he teaches me so that I may not misspeak His word. So there's my miracle. And God did for me. He made me that new creation. He made me a new creation because He had to. I had to die to this world. I needed that light in my soul. And if God could do it for me, don't you think He could do it for you too? I know God can do it for everybody because I'm that kind of confident about it now. So ask yourself, do you need saving from addiction? And I'm not just talking booze. There's all kinds of addiction out there. Just ask Twitter. Do you need relieving trauma? Do we all have some trauma? God can take that. How about just plain being lost? So lost you don't even know you're lost. God can do that too for us. Jesus creates new hearts when we are saved. And now we see this broken world in a different light. And I can see the light in people in this tent right now. There's a lot of light here. The kind of light that the sun doesn't produce. So I go back to what He promised us. Behold, I am making all things new. Thank you.